Hi, my name is Shanine, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. If you've been on the internet at all these past few months, you've likely seen or heard of the game Fall Guys. There's a good chance you've even played it. I have definitely been enjoying playing it. It was a bit of a steep learning curve, but I think I've mostly got the hang of it now. I've been able to show it to some family members, and I've had tons of fun playing and streaming it with my podcast co-hosts and friends. Fall Guys is a super fun video game full of obstacle course style races and wacky team games that involve pushing balls, hoarding eggs, and stealing tails. There are so many different courses, you're sure to find one you love. And one you hate. Looking at you, Slime Climb. It's possible to improve on all these levels with practice, but the thing about Fall Guys is you never do stop falling. Seesaw is one of my favorite rounds. It's just a long course of platforms and seesaws that you have to make your way across to the finish line. You have to time your jumps well, often waiting for the next seesaw to become level with the platform or seesaw you're standing on. Sometimes too many people jump on one side of a seesaw at once and, well, I'm sure you can imagine. There are plenty of opportunities to fall in seesaw. Being too impatient to wait for a seesaw to line up just right, jumping at the same time and place as everyone else, or sometimes simply jumping straight into the gap between the starting platform and the first seesaw. I will not tell you how many times I have done that. Sometimes people even get a little grabby and knock you off, which is very rude. With all the falling, Fall Guys is indeed aptly named. And that's kind of the thing about life, too. We can grow in our faith and our knowledge of loving God and neighbor, but in this world, we never become completely free of sin. Romans 7 says, "For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." There are a lot of opportunities to fall in life. Honestly, most days I think I'm doing pretty good. Did I lie today? Nope. Did I steal today? Nope. Hey, look at that, not doing too bad. At my church, we pray together every week for forgiveness. And despite maybe thinking I've had a pretty good sinless week, I always have sin that needs forgiving. The words that get me every time are these: I have not loved my neighbor as myself, and I have not loved God with my whole heart. Oof, that is painfully true. Whether or not I've committed an obvious outward sin, my heart is always sinful and causing me to fall. I don't want to put myself above my neighbor. I don't want to neglect serving and worshiping God above all else. But I do. I fall in these ways every day. Often in seesaw, I fall so many times, I think I could never make it to the end in time. And yet, somehow I do. Making it to the end in life isn't as big of a mystery. We deserve death for our sin, but Jesus died, taking our punishment, so we don't have to experience eternal punishment. His grace and righteousness covers over our falls, and we can make it to the end with Him. We are covered in Jesus' blood, and our sins can't condemn us anymore. Our falls don't lead to an automatic elimination when we're in Jesus. Take a moment today to pray for forgiveness, and then thank God for His love and grace, and know that your sins are forgiven. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never, ever eat pears.